Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, your first name was Vicky?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Certainly.
I spoke with a gentleman by the name of Arturius.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said that I could call him back and provide his station number and I could be connected to him. Is there any way that I can be connected to him? Because I ended up calling back a second time and I got another lady. She was very nice, but she said that she wasn't able to transfer me and I need to speak with him directly.
Okay, let me have your zip code, ma'am, so I can locate your account first, please.
It's 60014.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
It's going to be James Gumprecht and his daughter, Wendy, calling on behalf of him.
Okay, Wendy, just a moment. Is it with 60014 or 6?
4, yes. And the last person I just spoke to here at Factory Direct was Shani, I think her name.
Okay. How did they locate that account? Because that zip code didn't pull it up. Did they ask you for a phone number or an email?
No. I just gave them the spelling of the name, James, J-A-M-E-S, last name, Gumprecht, G as in George, U as in umbrella, M as in Michael, P as in Peter, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, C as in Charles, H as in Hotel, T as in Thomas.
Thank you. There it is. Okay, now verify your dad's shipping address for me for security purposes, please.
920 Aberdeen Drive, Crystal Lake, Illinois, 60014.
Thank you. Just a moment. Let me read the notes in the account. And we are in the same call center. He's on another call at the moment. Let me see if it's something. Let me just read the notes.
We're just trying to figure out. Unfortunately, there was a charge that came up for $59.89 on my dad's account. And my dad didn't remember ordering anything or buying anything for that amount. And they went to their financial institution bank to file a dispute that was fraudulent because they had no idea what it was.
Right.
And the bank did their investigation and they kicked it back saying that it was a legit transaction, that he placed the order, blah, 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 whatever, put in his information, and that the product was delivered to us, which the product that the bank, when they did their investigation, it was for a back heating pad massager. Like, it's a pad that you put in a chair, and you know, when you go to get your toes done a pedicure and you sit in those chairs and you've got the remote, you can deal with the back massager and all that. But this is like a pad that you could put into a chair and it does all that stuff. He never ordered it. And it's a possibility that he clicked on a link in error, not realizing what he had done. And from the information that I don't know if I'm saying the first name correctly, Arturius said it was for Bites Hub, and it was an online subscription for like a health and meal plan thing, and to try to win a $500 Shell gas card. So the information is just very conflicting. We never received anything, and it just, if he did it, he's 75 years old, and he knows better not to go online and order anything. He has to go through myself or my older brother if he wants to order anything online, just
right,
so we don't have these issues. And if he did do it, it was an honest error. You know, he just wouldn't have signed up for something, especially a meal plan. He doesn't need a meal plan. He wouldn't purchase something like that and anything else. But the fact is that you guys are Factory Direct, and this was through Advanced Balanced Health Trends. com. Do you have a direct phone number for them?
No, we have a email support address, but we act as customer support for them and several other vendors. When they say that something was delivered, and Arturius did tell you correctly, what happened is more than likely your dad got an email or did a survey, and he said he picked a prize, and he said it was a Shell gas card. And when he went to pay the shipping for the gas card, that's when they put a disclaimer on there informing you that you being enrolled in this monthly membership, and it's actually a contest entry to be enrolled to win the gas card. However,
but he didn't do it intentionally. Okay,
exactly.
And unfortunately, my dad has had some health issues, a few months ago, he had a seizure and everything else like that. He doesn't recall doing it. It's a possibility. And if he did it in air, and he wasn't intending to do anything, to sign up for anything. I mean, it's, and the merchant took the money, and now we're fighting with the bank because the bank doesn't want to give the money back because the merchant got paid. And the last lady that I spoke to at your guys' location, Factory Drive, said there's nothing that you guys can do for him as far as a refund. How do we get this money back? I mean, because they're going to debit my father's bank account again because the bank did a provisional, like a temporary provisional
exactly
account. And then when the chargeback came back being denied, now they're supposed to pull that money out of his account, and he's not going to have the funds in this account. And we're just trying to get out of this because it wasn't done intentionally. It was an honest mistake. And like I said, I wasn't there when it all happened. You know, I'm trying to help them because they're not very computer literate and stuff
exactly
like that. And I'm not just trying to get out of something, you know, and it's good possibly he did do it, but not realizing.
Exactly. And the only thing with that, ma'am, is once an account goes into dispute, and I see you said that he said to call back with the bank on the line, but at this juncture, just like, and the woman you talked to, Ms. Sharonda, she's actually like a team lead. I mean,
okay,
actually a supervisor. So I saw the notes that she documented as well. The thing is, once a chargeback is applied to an account, this being a call center, it means that the charge was disputed. He was given, as you stated, a provisional credit. But once they did the dispute, the fraud investigator determined that the vendor was owed that money. So that's why they took the provisional credit back and, you know, pursued the charge. But once an account has a charge back on it, here at the call center, we as agents or, you know, a third-party call center,
right,
can't issue any refunds. It's out of our hands.
But we didn't know what to do because we didn't know what the charge was.
Exactly. I totally understand. And I wish I could do something.
I mean, and that's what Arturi said. He says, oh, I wish you would have contacted us directly. But the thing is that we didn't know what it was. We had to go through the
exactly
bank to find out what,
right,
the, you know, and then they got all the information and they sent us 9 papers, you know, regarding it. And, you know, and saying that it's a back massage or a heating pad. Well, that's not even what it is.
It's not. They're talking about something entirely different. This was for a
Shell
gas card. Yes, ma'am. So they just don't have, I mean, you'd be surprised, ma'am, a lot of times when, and that's why ordinarily when a charge is disputed or they'll call a customer in reference to fraud and they deny a charge, they'll usually provide that customer with the vendor's phone number and see if they can get it resolved first before they pursue the dispute. This company, is just as Arturius told you, would have gladly, to avoid a dispute, refunded him in full. But as you stated, he didn't know what it was, you didn't know what it was, and you didn't know that procedure. But in terms of his credit card company, they should have advised him to call this, because that's the procedure, see if they can get it resolved with the vendor. But by that not being done now, even if he had called after starting the dispute, the same thing Arturius advised you, we asked that the bank call in with the customer on the line and just state that they're willing to drop the dispute and we'll give a full refund. But once that chargeback is put on there, this account is like frozen. There's nothing that we can do. It's like a locked account.
How are we supposed to know that? I mean, when you call your financial institution, I mean, they right away, you know, they said we're going to file the dispute on it. They didn't even give my parents the option.
And see, that's
because there was no phone number that we had, and like for Advanced Health, and we were trying to Google it, we can't even get a phone number because the phone number comes back to you guys, and we didn't even know it was Factory Direct, and the bank didn't even know that, and even through their investigation and stuff like that.
But that's the thing, this isn't Factory Direct, this is a Bites Hub, and it was for a Shell gas card.
But it's going through you guys, but the information that is coming back on my dad's account is saying that it's Advanced BalanceHealthTrends.com. It doesn't, enough, there's nowhere in any of the investigation paperwork that we got from our financial institution that it says Bites Hub. I got that information from Arturius. And he told me, and he goes, no, this was a subscription for a meal and food plan.
Right.
And it was for an entry to be put in for a $500 gas card.
Exactly.
Now, the bank did their investigation, and they're coming back saying that it's from this balance help, whatever, trend.com, for a back, like a seat chair massager or heating pad. And they sent us pictures of the product that they sent to us.
Well, see, and again, all that lies. If I were you, I would pursue, steal them being responsible, because that's what they do. They play like a ping pong game. They call the vendor, but they know, A, like I said, ordinarily they'll give you the number and say, call this vendor, and if they don't resolve it, then we'll start a dispute. But for them to go full steam ahead with the dispute and then not even have the correct item or vendor, I don't know where.
Well,
I mean,
that was the information that MasterCard was able to get from the information based on the transaction. That's the whole weird situation of it, you know. And I do financial services, and I deal with credit unions and stuff like that. I will never bank a bank ever again. I will only do credit unions all
right.
the way until the day I die, just because they actually care about their members. I mean, and I don't know if you're a bank customer or you're a credit
right.
union customer, you know, member. But that's what sets credit unions aside from your everyday banks. I get banks are out there on every corner of every street and everything, in every state. But credit unions, they actually work with their members and they care about their members. And I was telling, you know, the lady on the phone, you know, to find my parents' bank. I'm like, my son he purchased something through Instagram. He got hooked up on a link or whatever. And I absolutely flipped out on him. And I was like, what are you doing? You don't do that kind of crap and all about all this other stuff. Because I see it all the time.
Right.
And there's so much fraud going on and everything else, especially in the last 2 years with everything with the pandemic. And there's just a lot of it going on. And it's every day it's going on.
Right.
You know, and I sat there and he was trying to order his girlfriend a bracelet. And what he thought was a legit site and everything else, he put in his debit card information, ordered it. They took that money quick, but there was no information anywhere. And we sat, we waited. It was like 2 months had gone by, and we still hadn't gotten anything. I'm like, this seems a little off. I'm just going to go to the credit union. I'm going to talk to them. Do you know, I went into the credit union, inside, I spoke to somebody, and I'm on the account with them. And they sat there and they filed the dispute. By the time I walked out of the credit union, that money was back to my son's account, and there was never a word said about it. I mean, granted, it was only $20, you know, but
right.
still.
It's the principle.
It's the principle of it, exactly, you know. And then, I just cannot believe it. And my mommy still works for this bank that, you know, that she's got her accounts with. I mean, before they were bought out by two other, you know, names, you know, afterwards. But she worked there for 25 years, and she's had her account for 40-plus years at this bank.
Mm.
And it's just like they're kicking it back, and they're like, and then when I spoke to our attorneys, he's like, we'll call back with the financial institution, we'll be able to take care of all this for you. But the vendor got the money, they took the money, they got their money, but we didn't get anything. You know, so there was no monthly subscription. My dad hasn't gotten any emails or anything like that from this vendor. So we're just trying to figure out what it is that we can do. There's no way for you to give me a phone number for the vendor directly.
No, but I do have, hang on just a moment.
I mean, the email address, I want to speak to somebody. Like, I verbally want to speak because I'm getting hot now. And it's like,
I totally understand. It's ridiculous. I'm sitting here just flabbergasted that the bank didn't suggest that you all call and get resolved first before
exactly,
and
the thing about it, though, is we would have been trying to resolve on something that we didn't even, it would have been completely the opposite, because when I called and I spoke to our attorneys, it was a completely different type of product.
Exactly.
It was a meal and food plan.
Finally get a number?
Well, the bank, they gave us a number, but it was your guys' number, because that's the only number that they had that they could give to us.
And when did they give you the number?
The 888-866-0849 or something like that.
And did
your guys' number.
Right. Did they give you that number, ma'am, after they decided with the vendor after the dispute was done?
Well, they filed the dispute and they did their investigation. And when the investigation came back and MasterCard said, no, this was a legit transaction. And when they spoke to the vendor, they said, yes, no, we sent that out. He ordered this, blah, 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 for this heating back massager, chair massager. Well, no, you didn't, because that's not even what he That's not even what he signed up for. If he did, you know, it was for a gas card, a subscription for a food and meal plan.
Right.
I mean, I'm just so frustrated right now. I'm sorry.
I totally understand, and I know you're exactly, and that's what's so tugging at my heartstrings too.
This is like elderly abuse. You know, you sit there and they're taking advantage of an elderly person, and they're going to run with it over a lousy $60. I mean, why would my parents want to cheat out the bank if I had a fraud?
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. That goes back
for 40+ years.
That's what's actually so appalling, because if they're dedicated customers. For them to, but you'd be surprised when these banks call in. I'm telling you, if they're pretty much nonchalant. That's their job, and they'll verify things like if we have the same email address, we can verify the phone number. Heaven forbid it was a trial or something was shipped, and we give them a tracking number. They say readily, well, we're not going to dispute it. You know, we're going to. You know, charge
well,
it back.
There was no tracking number. There was no delivery.
Right,
date.
Exactly.
That it was delivered. Well, when was it delivered? If it was delivered, there would be a tracking, because the size of this back massager or this chair massager or whatever it was, it wouldn't have come through U.S. mail. It would have been delivered either through FedEx or UPS.
Right.
And there would have been a tracking number. It has to, regardless. That's
yeah, but
those
that's what I'm
run.
Saying. But this wasn't a physical thing. They would have sent an email.
And my dad never got any email.
Right. Let's see something here. Hang on just a minute. What's your dad's
zip code? I mean, like the address
code.
That we have for this advanced balance health trends, whatever, mm-hmm. it pulls up a physical residential house. We pulled it up, and I could see, like, the house, and it's for sale.
What?
Yeah.
What's your dad's address, ma'am?
Our address
I mean, zip
is
code.
920.
Just a zip code.
Oh, 60014. I mean, they're going to pull this money out of this account again on Wednesday because it was charged back, and there's going to be no money in this account, and then he's going to get an overdraft fee on top of it now. Your first name was Vicky, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see if I could locate
an
account for that.
I'm speaking to so many people today now.
Just imagine. Hang on just a minute. I'm just trying to see. Because there is actually a vendor that does sell things like that, and there is a gadget club, but that's not what this was for. I'm just trying to.
Well, what it's called is the merchant name is Advanced Balanced Health. trends.com, and when you put that in, if you put it all together, no spaces, .com,
mm-hmm.
it'll pull it up, this website, but believe it or not, the phone number that they show on their website is factory direct phone number. We contact you guys. The bank was able to provide us with an address, and the address I Googled it because I was like, well, let me just see what pulls up. It's an actual residential home that's up for sale. I just don't know how much. And the last lady I spoke with at my parents', you know, bank, she was very nice. And she, unfortunately, is just on the front lines of it all. And this is all on the back end of it all.
Right.
And, you know, she really was. And she wanted to help. She goes, if I had the means to do it right now, I would just do it and it would be done, you know. But she goes, unfortunately, it's somebody up higher. And I said, well, then can I speak to that person up higher? Well, because it's on the back end, you know, there isn't no phone number that you can speak to them directly with. And it sounds like it's MasterCard that's pushing it back. And I hear that MasterCard can be very difficult to try
yes,
to file disputes with.
Exactly.
So, but just from the charge to my parents filed it with the bank. And they did their investigation, and the information that they supposedly got through their investigation is completely opposite and wrong based on what you
exactly.
Guys have
so that, I mean, to me, it seems like they would be held accountable. They don't even have the correct vendor.
Right. But the fact that the merchant got the $59.89, they took that money, but now we can't get that money back.
And we can't issue it back because the account is locked.
And we would have never known that I mean, but because they, you know, when they called their financial institution, and my parents might have pressed for it, for them to do it, you know, but they had no information on it. So their, an investigation had to be done. There was nothing that they could tell my parents until MasterCard went and did their investigation with it. So we were kind of, our hands were tied at that point. We had no choice but to let the bank do their job. You know, well, what I think they did, their, well, they didn't really didn't do their job, because obviously the information that they got is completely wrong,
right,
based on what this whole transaction was all about. And my dad, like I said, he's 75 years old, and if he did it, he did it in error. He didn't do it intentionally, you
right.
know, and that, we're not just trying to, you know, try to get one over on, you know, the bank or on the merchant. You know, it was an honest mistake, you know.
Exactly.
It's just, his account is like his play money account, you know. He gets so much that goes into the account, and that's for, like, gas. Yes, my mom and dad go out for ice cream, and, you know, and he pays or whatever, you know, and he pays
uh-huh.
for his grandson, my son, you know, gym membership out of that account. So it's just one of those side accounts that's just got a little bit of money in it. But, you know, at their age, you know, $59 is $59, you know what I mean? I mean, it's
true.
$59 to anybody at this point in time in today's world, you know. I just, I'm very surprised that you guys don't actually have a phone number for this vendor, though.
But we are the point of contact. We're contracted out by them and several other vendors.
Right. And that's what Atoria said to me. I mean, but I'm just surprised that they don't, like, provide that, because I there is an email, but I, where is that email going to go? I don't even know if this is a true, legit company. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you're telling me it's from, you know, and Atoria's telling me it's from Bites Hub. Well, that's not even, there's nothing even about that, or a meal and food plan, nothing. It's, you know, it, based on the information that the bank did when they did their investigation.
Well, they have
I didn't
actual
even know that,
website.
So. Huh?
Bites Hub has an actual website.
Right. But the information that we have, it says Advanced Health or Advanced Health Balance Trends, something like that. I can't remember.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. There's nothing I can do. We've been on the phone 22 minutes. I'm getting calls are backing up. I wish there was something that I could do, ma'am. Unfortunately, there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, my heart goes out to you, ma'am. But as I stated, this account is locked. So there's nothing we
okay.
can do as the vendor, but I would definitely pursue it with that credit card company, or that bank.
Well, we're going to do our best. I mean, there's somebody's got to be able to get a phone number for this Health Trends. I mean, to be able to, because they're the ones that took the money and they got paid. So it's not even Bites Hub. So it's something's really fishy about all of this. So, but all right. Well, I appreciate everything, Vicki.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry I couldn't be of more assistance, ma'am. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Stay safe, and thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Bye-bye.